Good evening, all. We are up to Mitzvah Yidchet, the 18th Mitzvah of the Torah, and that is Mitzvah Skidush Bechoros, the idea that we have to sanctify the Bechor. Now, in particular, the Mitzvah that we're talking about over here is actually not a situation where the Chinuch is speaking about sanctifying the Bechor. Actually, the case where he's talking about over here is that the Bechor is coming out firstborn, which means that right over here from the Pesukim that we're going to be talking about, it is coming out sanctified. There is a Pesuk that we learn later on that there is an idea that we have to specifically verbally sanctify, but over here, again, we're specifically saying that the Bechor is coming out sanctified already. So the Pesuk says, Kadesh li kol Bechor Peter kol Rechem ibnei Yisrael ba'adam v'abahim alihu, every single firstborn, the first from the womb among the Jewish people, whether it's man or beast, that has to be sanctified. That is considered sanctified. So the mitzvah is l'kadesh ha-bechoros, to sanctify all of the firstborn. Klomar, which means she'yihiyu kol ha-vlados ha-noladim barishana, all the firstborn offspring. Klomar, yotzei rishon meirechem hanakiva bein ba'adam bein ba'behima ha-zacharim, whether it's the first to come out of the womb of a female, whether we're talking about humans or humans or animals, assuming that these have to be the firstborn of the males themselves, kodesh l'Hashem, they are considered holy for God. Shenemar kadesh li kol bechor peter kol rechem ibnei Yisrael ba'adam v'abehima lihu. Quotes the exact pasuk that we just read, that they are considered sanctified. V'dafka behima tahainu shor v'keves v'eiz. When we say an animal, we're speaking about specifically a domestic animal. That's what a behima is, and specifically if it's a cattle, sheep, or goats, that's what it has to be. One of those three types of animals. About lochaya, but not a non-domesticated animal. And of all the non-kosher domestic animals, the only one that would be allowed, the only one that we do have this requirement for, is with a donkey, as Arthur said over Shal Shudas. On this past Sunday morning. The inyan ha-mitzvah b'vehima tahora kin. When it comes to the mitzvah of behima tahora, of the pure animals that we just spoke about, shemitzvah al habalim lahakdisho b'lomar harei zeh kodesh. When the mitzvah is upon the owner that he has to say that this animal is hereby holy, he has to say these words of chayavim laseis oso b'chor ha-kohanim, and then he is obligated to give this animal to the kohanim. Yakrivo chelbo v'damo al hamizbeach v'him ochlim habasar b'Yerushalayim. Then the kohen offers this animal, he burns its fats and blood on the mizbeach, on the altar in the base of Megdash, and then he gets to eat the meat of this animal in Yerushalayim. Ve'eno nos no lo miyad she'yivaleid ele mitapelbo. Right, we don't give the animal directly to the kohen right when he comes out of the womb. We wait a little bit. When it comes to a smaller animal, we wait 30 days. With Gasa, when it comes to a bigger animal, we wait 50 days, spend this time period caring for the animal, making sure the animal's okay, then we give it to the Kohen. And when it comes to outside of the land of Israel, when there is no Beis HaMikdash, or nowadays when there is no Beis HaMikdash, what do? Noel Dallas Befanavu Meisimi, Elav Kedas Kitas Mafarshim. One solution given by some Mafarshim is a little bit gruesome. They say you take the animal, you put it in a room, you lock the door, and eventually it'll come back in a few weeks or so, or a few days. Whatever it is, an animal will be dead. You don't have to worry about it. That's one opinion. However, there is a less gruesome opinion. There are some people who say that, what do? You let this animal wait indefinitely. And if God willing, in a good way, God willing, a blemish will come upon it. You can eat this animal as long as there's a blemish that comes onto it. You can eat the animal in any location, and any person can eat the animal as long as the kohen gives it to this person, to kechulin hu nechsha, that it's considered now like a non-holy animal. There's a pasuk that says in a Sefer Devarim that a tummy person and a tahor person may eat the following together, as they eat the meat of deer and the meat of a heart. And sensibly, the pasuk is considered to be talking about a non-holy and sanctified bechor that then became with a blemish. The king Kasav Ramban Zechron Levracha beHilchos Bechoros Shalom, and that's what the Ramban writes in his Hilchos Bechoros. Bechor Adam Ufeter Chamor. But what about, we have these other two categories: the firstborn of a man and the firstborn of a donkey. Nefarish Inyanam B'Mitzvas Hapidya Shebechol Achad BeEzras Hashem. He says we're actually going to be talking about them later because they have two of their own separate mitzvos entirely. Vehim B'Seder Zeh Asei Ches B'Seder VeYikach Korach Asei Beis, and one of them can be found in our parsha. That's the eighth mitzvah of the parsha that we're in right now. And then the next one can be found in Parshas Korach, and that is the second mitzvah of Parshas Korach. That is mitzvah Shin Tzadi Test, mitzvah 392. So we won't get there for a little while, but those two mitzvahs are going to be discussed at that point. So that brings us about halfway through with this mitzvah. We'll stop right here for now, and God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with the rest.